There is the title track from the latest from Cody Jinks called In My Blood, and I love that song. I think I've worn it out already since I got it. And we want to welcome back to the Big Red in the Morning Show our friend Cody Jinks. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Red. Buddy, thanks for having me. It's good to talk with you again. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and you know, we've all had a little bit of a chance to let this new release sink in, and I want to say what an outstanding release In My Blood has is, and I mean, it sounds very personal to you.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. Me and Charlie Starr wrote that. We toured quite a bit with Blackberry Smoke last year, and you know, it's from the perspective of a 45 and a 50 year old guy who have been doing this for a long time, and you know, kind of in a way, we're a little bit. Kind of the last of the road dogs, the guys that made it just by getting on the road and going. The music business has changed a lot, so it's just talking about the regular things that old guys talk about, how this new generation's a little softer than that last generation was.
I hear that. Now Cody, you and I have talked off the air, and you've been pretty public about your sobriety, and it's been over 2 years. Has the writing for the past two albums been different for you, as you have a new way to look at things in life?
The writing has been different to me in that it hasn't been that different. I thought it was going to be different. I was definitely one of those guys that thought, you know, what's going to happen? Well, I don't know. I've never done anything without, you know, drinking. So I was pleasantly surprised to find that not only I'm not having a hard time writing, it still sounds like me. It just sounds like a different chapter. And ultimately, I think that that's a healthy thing. I'm having a good time writing about happier things these days. And it's not all sunshine and roses. It's going to sound like me, but there's definitely on the new record's definitely going to have a couple that, you know, you're going to go, wow, okay, that's Cody, but man, that sounds like a really, really happy Cody. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, Cody, I was thinking about this the other day. I was looking through your website, and it was kind of surprised. It's been 10 years since the release of Adobe Sessions, and you have that new anniversary edition out. In 2020, you released an unplugged release of all those songs. That release really has a special place for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That was really the record. I think the Les Wise record was the record that said, hey, we're here. And I think that the Adobe record was the record that said, we are here and we're not going anywhere. That was a good, you know, planting the flag kind of record, so to speak, for us. And you know, I'm still proud of it. I love that record. It was really, I think, the gateway to where we are now as a band, just as a unit itself. And yeah, 10 years, it goes by really, really quick. You know, obviously I've been on the road most of those years and playing those songs, but I still love playing those songs for sure.
Well, speaking about playing those songs out on the road, I saw a video the other night. Your son came out and has been playing some guitar with you on stage. That's got to be a pretty proud moment.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun when he gets to do that. He's you know, looking back on it, it's kind of funny to think that his mother, my wife, was letting him come out on the road with me as early as 7. He was on the bus with me and the band, you know, at 7. And when he was probably 10-ish, he started playing some guitar with us on stage. He's been taking lessons since he was, I think, 8 or 9. Yeah, he's kind of the last 4 or 5 years. He's 13 now. Last 4 or 5 years, he's developed a liking to getting up there on the stage, and he's actually got his own band now. It's him and a few of his buddies. They all take lessons at the same place back home, and you know, they're 13, 14 year old, 15 year old rock and rollers, like we all were. He loves it. It's in his blood too, I guess.
Now, Cody, you've been out on tour with your buddy Ward Davis here doing an acoustic tour. You really get to commit connect with the audience when you're doing an acoustic show like that. Do you like one or the other better? Would you rather do that intimate thing, or would you rather be doing the big stadium and just jamming out?
It's kind of a yes to both of them, just because I really, really love playing with the band. It's a fast paced show. It's 2 hours or more. We cram 27, 28 songs into that 2 hour set, and we love doing it. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 song, 1, 2, 3, 4 song. We play. Slowing it down, doing the acoustic thing, doing the songwriter thing, being able to dial it back a little bit and you always want to let the song speak for itself, but you do get a better chance to set the song up a little bit. There's a lot of songs that Ward and I have written together, and we get to tell, you know, where we were when we wrote it, whether we were sitting on a bus or sitting in a hotel room or, we had been drinking. You know, there's all kind of little nuances that, you know, hey, when we wrote this song, you know, you guys probably didn't know that, you know, we were thinking about this or this person, you know, was actually this person, or, you know, things of that nature. And people seem to really enjoy that.
That's awesome. And I was looking at your schedule for 2026, and I see you're on the Boys from Oklahoma with Ragweed and Turnpike in Nebraska in August. That's got to be a big thrill for you to get out on that bill.
Yeah, I ran into Cody Canada at the Robert Earl Keen. We had a big flood here back in earlier this year in Texas, and Robert Earl Keen and a lot of artists threw a bunch of fundraisers and things of that nature to help with people that were affected by that. So many were, and I went and played this thing and ran into Cody Canada, and I've known Cody for a long time, and he said hey, and nobody knew at this time. This was a few months ago. He said, hey, at this next year, we're going to be running a few more Boys from Oklahoma shows. Would you like to be a part of one of those? And I said, well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I am from Texas, but my mother's whole side is from Oklahoma, and we, you know, so close enough. But he followed up about a month after I saw him. I got a phone call from my agent and said, hey, Cross Canadian Ragweed wants you on the Boys from Oklahoma thing up in Lincoln. And the bill is outstanding. It's Flatland, Us, Troubadours, Cross Canadian Ragweed. So anyway, super excited to be a part of that. Love all of those bands. We've toured with Turnpike. We've played several shows with Flatland. I've played with Cody and the Departed. But this will be our first time to jam with Cross Canadian Ragweed, as they were.
That's awesome. Now, I know you've got a couple shows left here in 2025, and what is the plan for 2026? Are we looking new album? Are we looking a lot of touring? What's going on, Cody?
2026, actually, we're about to announce a really big, nobody knows this, we're about to announce a really big direct support date. We're going out doing 50 shows with a band that I cannot talk about yet because it has not been announced. But we've got probably 60-65 shows in North America next year, so a really heavy touring year. We're going to release the Adobe Sessions 10 anniversary here coming up, and then we're also going to be releasing kind of a special edition In My Blood record with 4 additional songs.
Okay.
And we're going to be trying to get that out in 2026. As I said before, in January, or I'm sorry, get that out in 20, yeah, get the additional In My Blood out 2026. Start recording in February of 2026 to get the full-length record out, the brand-new full-length record out, in the first quarter of 2027. So to answer all of your questions, yes, lots of touring, lots of music. we are very, very busy, but it's a great time to be busy.
Yeah,
so we're happy.
Now, Cody, the last time you were here in Wisconsin, you were on that Luke Combs lineup at Milwaukee at AmFam Stadium. And I'll be honest with you, Cody, I had to tip my hat to Luke Combs to let you go out and do direct support for that show. And I can't think of many other acts from Nashville that would want to follow you up.
You know, I told Luke that, that same thing. And I know that may sound pompous, but I told him in maybe some different terms, it took a lot of guts to say, hey, not only do we want him to come out and run direct support, we're going to take care of him. And they did. That means as much to me as anything, not just the hey, I think that you'd be awesome to come out and open for us, but we're going to take care of you. And they did. They were as great to us as anybody, any camp has ever been. I can't say enough good things about Luke or his camp. And they did us a big solid by that. And, they've got a friend in us for sure.
That is outstanding. You know, now, Cody, when I was getting ready for this interview, I wanted to make sure that I was up on everything that was going on with you. And I found out that I'm going to have to clear a spot on my shelf between my Ace Frehley Mego doll and my Johnny Cash action figure, because I see that you have a new action figure. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that they'd make the Cody Jenks action figure?
No, I didn't. But it's really been a fun process. It's taken a little bit longer than I thought that it would, but just making it right, making all the details right, the packaging right, down just the littlest details of changing the pants, because, you know, I wear this kind of pants instead of, you know, these kind of pants, and, you know, making sure the tattoos were correct, making, you know, it's a lot of detail and care and attention went into it, and ultimately, I think the end result looks really, really cool.
It is very cool. And, you know, last but not least, Cody, I wanted to talk to you about a song on the In My Blood release that grabbed my attention the first time I heard it. And that song is Lonely Man. What can you tell us about that tune?
I can tell you that I'm standing about 200 yards from where I recorded it. Or not recorded it, from when we shot the music video. If you've seen the video, we shot it in Times Square. And I'm actually in Times Square right now. That song took me about 3.5 years to write. I started that song when I was still drinking, and I couldn't finish it until I quit drinking. And that one, one of my favorites on the record. I've had a lot of great response from that song from a lot of people that have been there, are there. Ultimately, it's a song of hope. It's not a sad song. It's a song about redemption. It's a song about moving forward. It's a song about learning. It's a song about growing. It's a song about learning how to be comfortable in your own skin. It's a song about learning how to feel when you've taken that away from yourself. It's all of those things.
It is an outstanding song. And like I said, it grabbed me right away when I heard it. Well, Cody, I know you're busy, and I appreciate any time you always have for us. And we are celebrating 10 years of Iron Country coming up in 2026, and you and your music have been a part of that since day one. And the listeners wanted me to make sure that I invited you to our family reunion in August. I know you'll probably be out on the road.
I will. August is a really heavy tour month, but I tell you what, I want to sincerely thank you guys, and thank you, Red, and thank you to the fans for listening. We still depend on guys like you and fans like ours that we're still not everybody's cup of tea, and not everybody will play us, but you guys do, so we really appreciate that.
Well, Cody, you always have a home here on Iron Country. I want to wish you a happy holiday, and I hope to see you out in 2026, my friend.
Hey, absolutely, Red, man. Merry Christmas to you guys, and congratulations on another year off that sauce.